Lancet Journal calls for social support for transgender people in China. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 20, 2020. The Lancet Medical Journal calls for increased social support for transgender people in China, arguing in a November 19 article that society should make cross-dressing individuals feel comfortable. Transgender individuals are rarely met with acceptance from their families in China, especially in less developed areas, because the traditional Chinese belief is that carrying on the family line is natural and inevitable in human life, The Lancet laments. Moreover, influenced by religion and faith, gender minorities are also seen as guilty, shameful, and immoral in various cultures, the article scolds. In its quest to plaudits as the most woke, politically correct medical journal on the planet, the once venerable Lancet has sold its birthright for a plate of pottage. Rather than focus on cures for diseases and care for patients, The Lancet regularly sticks its oar in the already troubled waters of social justice issues, from racism to immigration to climate change to gender equity. The Lancet has devolved into a mouthpiece of what it calls the progressive agenda, dissipating its hard-earned moral and scientific capital by enslaving itself to passing trends. In 2019, The Lancet ran a five-part series of articles on gender equality, norms, and health that denounced a conservative backlash against the global LGBTQ agenda. The progressive agenda that demands gender equality for girls and women and gender norms that promote health and well-being for all, including gender minorities, a team of Lancet writers wrote, includes advocating against toxic masculinities and promoting lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ, justice. In Thursday's article, The Lancet alleges that some 400,000 transgender people live in China, but many find themselves unable to fully participate in society because they might not have equal rights at work or equal rights to education. Family support and social acceptance could considerably help transgender individuals, the essay insists, while never considering whether unconditional affirmation of persons experiencing gender dysphoria is really in their best interests or has any grounding in real science. Therefore, we should not only pay more attention to the mental health of transgender people, but we should also focus on psychologically supporting family members, the essay asserts, while appealing to the Chinese government to employ more qualified psychologists and build a sound psychological support system for both transgender individuals and their family members. The article refers to sex reassignment surgery using the euphemism gender-affirming surgery, completely ignoring the evidence suggesting that many of those who undergo such surgery live to regret it and many detransition back. In the 21st century, we should focus on the psychological well-being of transgender people and help them to feel comfortable and able to participate in society. For these individuals, affirming their identity should be the start of a new, happy, and healthy life, the article concludes. If The Lancet really wants to transition from a serious medical journal into a bullhorn for social justice warriors, maybe it should look a little closer at China's real human rights violations. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has placed an estimated 1 to 3 million Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities in internment/concentration camps, for instance, and Uyghurs are among those whose organs are being forcibly harvested for transplant. And if gender is your thing, perhaps a look is in order at China's decades of sex-selective abortions that have targeted girls for elimination in the womb, leaving the country with a massive gender imbalance. According to a National Bureau of Statistics report, the sex ratio at birth in 2015 was 113.5 males born for every 100 females born. Years of sex-selective favoring of boys has resulted in an estimated 35 million more males living in China than females, an imbalance that is fueling sex trafficking from multiple nations into China for forced marriage or commercial sexual exploitation to help fill the gender gap. But then, why worry about millions in concentration camps and widespread sex-selective abortions when there are men who don't feel comfortable when wearing women's clothes? Follow at Williams Rome.